didn't insist on what they say are their rights, of course there's not going to be any agitation. There's not going to be any turmoil. But as soon as they try and assert themselves, naturally people are going to feel, as we talked before, threatened. And this is what happens.
A recent unbiased commission made an investigation of the election at Pine Ridge, at Wounded Knee area, and has come up with the conclusion that the election was entirely illegal, that defeated Russell Means, who is a Oglala Pine Ridge Sioux. He's not an outside agitator. That's his home. And he's the leader of the group that occupied Wounded Knee, and that the man who beat him in the election and who has been one of the most violent people around got the election illegally.
Well, right, excuse me just a minute. We'll continue in a moment. We have some messages to bring our discussion. By the way, if you're interested in becoming a member of the Indian Rights Association, you can write them. They're at 1505, that's 1505 Ray Street, Philadelphia, 19102. And all contributions are tax deductible, and you can join anywhere well from in increments of 5, 25, 100, 5, 10, 25, 50, 100, and $500 memberships. There we are. So if you'd like to join, well, you do so, all right? That's 1505 Ray Street, Philadelphia, 19102, the Indian Rights Association. I think we better take another call from New Jersey now. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
My feeling is that I'm not necessarily sympathetic to the Indian. I sort of feel that he should have integrated himself along with all the other people that have come over from other countries, and I just can't understand why he hasn't done that. Why hasn't he taken advantage of what this country has had to offer him?
Well, was he allowed to do that?
Well, we did take advantage of what this country offered, and we left it in pretty good shape for all the rest of you.
The rest of the people came over and tried to get
it. You're not going to leave it in very good shape for future generations, I think.
Oh, but that was so long ago. You're speaking of... I don't understand what you mean, that you've left it in good...
You say long ago. How about long time from now? What are things going to be like in another 100 years around here? Living the way the president...
Would you have this country be totally deserted except for Indians, so that it would be a reservation forever and ever?
No.
I don't understand what you would have expected.
We'd like to hang on to what we've got. We think that we have a viable life form, a very important part of the American heritage. We are your American heritage, not what happened 200 years ago and since then. And I think you're talking about our becoming part of the mainstream, as though it was such a great way to live. I'm not convinced of that.
I think
that there is a lot of feeling about Indians joining the mainstream of American life, because so often you hear the dire statistics that are so often cited about Indian life on the reservations. But I think it's very important for people to know that people are happy on reservations, that it's not all dire poverty.
You want the education, and you want the jobs, but at the same time, you want to keep your previous way of life.
Yes, I like my identity.
Well, how can you...
I like me as a person.
How can you expect to have all of the modern things that you want, and yet keep the old traditions that you also want?
I think everybody does this, and I think it's everyone's right to make this choice. You keep the traditional, you make the transition, you take what is new that you like, that appeals to you. Cultures are always in transition. We aren't going to go back to the way we were 200 years ago or 400 years ago. That's absolutely impossible.
It sounds like that's exactly what you want to do.
That's what you think, but that is not the case.
I haven't said that.
No, I wouldn't say that either. There's a difference between America and Europe, I guess you may know, and maybe your people came from Europe in order to get away from something and come here because you saw something desirable here. And the thing that's desirable here that's different from Europe is the Indian. The idea of freedom. The idea of much more to eat, much better food.
There were all kinds of adjustments that had to be made by everybody that came here. And there were all kinds of injustices that happened, not only to the Indian, but say the Louisiana Purchase, many, many things that were bought by, you know, by various people in order to create this country. And many of the Europeans that came over gave this country a great deal that the Indian could have taken advantage of if he had wanted to. And some did.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. We have to go.
All right.
Thank you. We only have about, let's see, about 20 more seconds left, and I just want to use that 20 seconds to suggest that if any of our listeners, once again, are interested in joining your organization, becoming a part of it, and your fight for their Indian rights, to get in touch with you at 1505 Ray Street, Philadelphia, 19102, the Indian Rights Association. So you do that if that's your desire, all right? Okay, good enough. And I want to thank you both for being with us. I wish we had more time to spend with you, but we don't today, and I hope you'll come back soon. Dr. Theodore Hetzel, General Secretary of the Indian Rights Association, Mrs. Betty Melly, member of the Board of Directors of the Indian Rights Association, and we thank you both for being with us. This is WCAU Philadelphia.
Hello, world.